Skagway residents and municipal leaders grapple with seasonal housing shortages. And it's election season. And today, KHNS is launching a series of candidate profiles. Today, we meet Haines Assembly candidate Richard Clement. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. With cruise ship traffic comes an influx of seasonal employees to provide food and entertainment to tourists visiting Skagway. As the pandemic caused many businesses to close at least temporarily, the seasonal housing crisis was put on the back burner by municipal officials. But with cruise ships now returning, there are calls to revisit the situation before it's too late. Some see a solution in an RV park that's been empty since the pandemic started. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
It's called the Skagway Shuffle. During busy cruise ship summers, seasonal employees show up to work with no place to live. They crash on somebody's couch or split a room until they eventually take a job that offers reasonable housing. Sometimes they end up sleeping in their cars parked on side streets or sleeping in tents in the woods. Some employers cram a dozen people into bunk rooms. Others have seasonal housing that has no heat. And still, other people have found their best option was to live in an RV in one of the local campgrounds.
And especially when you're, like, married and you have a dog, you don't want to live with a bunch of other people. You just want to have, like, your own little space, you know?
That's Ramey Ito, a local tour operator, used to live seasonally in Garden City RV Park. She and her husband Joe both own small businesses and traveled to the lower 48 in the winter to find work.
It's not like there's a lot of jobs in the winter. So we choose to leave so that we can still bring in an income into our lives.
So that leaves them with the unenviable position of trying to find a place to live each summer. In May, municipal officials closed Garden City RV Park to seasonal housing. They're in a rental now, but they say it won't be available to them next summer.
And if we're having our time finding seasonal housing, we've been here for 25 years, think about how it's going to be for people that haven't been here this long and don't know as many people that we know.
The proposed goal of the RV park, as described by the borough manager, is to host RV traffic from the Klondike Highway. That traffic is expected to rebound faster than cruise ship traffic once the pandemic-related Canadian border restrictions are lifted and more independent travelers arrive. But the estimated costs of repairing electrical issues plus water and sewer upgrades at Garden City RV Park are as high as $500,000. The municipality purchased the RV park in 2013 from a church group for $1.2 million plus interest. It plans to keep it open for nightly visitors next summer, but also wants to develop a long-term plan. Assemblyperson Sam Bass says now is the time to take action.
Then what we've done is we kind of used a Band-Aid fix, which is an RV park, where people have started to use that as their seasonal housing, which I don't think that ever was the intent.
In 2020, the assembly drafted plans to subdivide the property into up to 24 lots. But then the pandemic put that on hold. Bass says there are opportunities to tackle both the seasonal housing problem and the lack of affordable homes for sale in Skagway.
We're looking at duplexes, triplexes, maybe even a condo setup, depending on how it's developed. But somehow, some way to develop and make available more housing for both seasonal folks and for year-round people, because we need both of those.
Plans have been discussed by the assembly to put a new RV park near the solid waste drop-off and composting facility on land already owned by the municipality on the north end of town. But that site doesn't currently have water and sewer access. Bass says that site doesn't need those, and he wants to get started on redeveloping both projects while admitting not much will likely be completed before workers arrive for the 2022 cruise season.
If we're not willing to make the sacrifice now, we're just going to keep kicking that housing issue down the road, and eventually it's going to get very, very bad, where there's no year-round housing and there's no more seasonal housing because it's all full. Then what do? We're stuck.
The assembly had granted a waiver from the regulation forbidding RV rentals on privately owned residential property. But that resolution expired on May 1st, leaving people who want to live seasonally in their RV with no legal options other than to move from campground to campground every 2 weeks. And with municipal elections coming up on October 5th, the issue will likely need to be addressed by those running for office. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
It's election season, and in Haines, there are four candidates running for two open seats on the Assembly, vacated by Carol Tyneman and Jerry Lapp. KHNS is bringing those candidates to you in a series of profiles. Today, we'll hear from Richard Clement, who is running for a three-year term. Richard Clement retired from Alyeska Pipeline and moved to Haines from Anchorage with his wife in 2017.
We chose Haines because it's the most glorious place in Alaska. I mean, it's just drop-dead beautiful.
The 66-year-old says when he arrived, he was struck by the lack of economic and community diversity and feels more could be done to attract and keep young people in Haines.
We came from Anchorage, which is very prosperous and diverse. And after coming here, it was interesting to learn that Haines isn't all that prosperous and or diverse. We have a very aging population, and that's something I'd like to address if I'm on the Assembly.
He declined to say what sector specifically he'd prioritize, but said he'd heard from the community that good year-round jobs are needed, and he thinks the Assembly can help facilitate that.
There are many opportunities, and we really need to list those and prioritize them and work together as a team to direct the borough manager, to direct the staff to accomplish those things. So right now, I would really like the Assembly to update the comprehensive plan, which hasn't been updated for almost 10 years now.
Clement's background is in geology, GIS mapping technologies, and risk management. Before retiring from Alyeska Pipeline, he was a contract manager overseeing survey work on the 800-mile pipeline and a multi-million-dollar budget. He says he'd bring those strategic planning and analysis skills to the Haines Assembly.
Because we were always looking to all the possibilities that could or couldn't happen on the pipeline, and we need to do the same thing for this borough and look 5, 10, 20 years ahead and position ourselves with a good, balanced economy.
Since moving to Haines, he's been working on renovating their new home, which was the medical sergeant's house in Fort Seward. He's also volunteering with the Haynesboro Emergency Operations Centers on the logistics team.
That work was very, very busy in December. There was an initial response that a lot of people jumped onto to safeguard people who couldn't get out of their driveways, for example. And then I jumped in and we did some of the longer term planning and logistical work for the people out on Beach Road.
He's currently working on logistics for the Haines EOC responding to the COVID outbreak and planning for the Southeast Conference in mid-September. And for full disclosure, Richard Clement is also an underwriter for KHNS by helping sponsor a weekend syndicated program. A live debate with the four candidates for Borough Assembly will be at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, September 16th, and will be broadcast live on KHNS. Questions for the candidates can be submitted in advance to reporter@khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read these stories and others on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.